see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Bill! Billy! Willis!
Put moron number two on the phone.
Jimmy.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
Oh, star-studded lineup. I mean, we've always got him, but today, have a listen. Aaron Finch, captain of the Australian One Day and T20 teams, injured at the moment, chatting to him.
In quarantine.
In quarantine. And Jeremy Howe. Who's back.
Wow.
And they've been too long out of the game because he is one of the legitimate stars.
Yep.
And also a golden cock-up, and we love this as well because this man loves us.
He does.
So a big show. Hello to you, fat man.
G'day, Jimmy boy. Great to be with you. Beautiful sunshiny day, and great to be you, Rebs.
Come on.
That's left hand back to
you,
Jim.
Here we go. Look at him.
This is where he's at his best. But when he goes upstairs, take him upstairs, Sammy.
Here we go.
What happened there?
We lost a few cylinders.
Could hear, couldn't you? Yeah. He suddenly was apologising to the pads.
Oh, gee.
What happened, Fat?
Well, I was that hard at it. Well, I was just going normal. But when you've got to go upstairs, Jim, that's hard work.
It is a lot harder.
I wonder how Sammy Wood is. He's a good mate of ours.
Yes, we need to get back in touch with him.
We do.
Because that gym, he would have, like all gyms, open, shut. Bloody hard.
Just build a new house, I think.
Oh, so he's going.
So not going too bad. Yeah.
What's his gym called?
The woodshed.
Yeah, the woodshed. Yeah, good on you.
He's a good fella.
Good boy. Big teeth.
All right.
Nice boy.
Big
now, Jimmy boy, we've got a bit of Olympics and we've got a bit of the footy.
Come on then.
Let's go straight in. What do you want? I don't know what I want. The medal table, Jim. We'll just have a look. Australia currently sitting fourth. Well done to Australia. Wow,
extraordinary.
You know who's on top of the medal table?
China
with 29 gold.
Yes.
United States, 22. Sucked in. Japan, third on 17, Jim. And then Australia, 14 golds.
Very good.
Gold!
Four silver.
You got the silver.
And 15 bronze. So well done, Bill.
That's a good
favourite,
that one.
33 medals, yes. Jim, and they are going well. And what about the Opals? Did you watch that last night? One of their most famous wins in Olympic history, Jim. They go through to the quarterfinals now. They were winless after two pool games. They hadn't won a game, Jim. Are you listening to me?
I am. So what interests me, I was talking to Rabs about it before, is we got the hockey girls didn't lose.
No.
And then out.
Matilda's out.
And then but what I'm saying is how can they not lose a game, lose one and they're gone, and the other ones don't win a game, win one and they're through?
Well, they had to win by 25 points. And guess what, Jim?
What?
They won by 27.
Mm.
Well done, 96-69.
Good for them. Yep.
Well done to the girls. They move on now. They take on the US in the quarterfinals. What do you got?
So she's just left the door open.
No
27
threes.
The margin. A three will break their hearts. They fire the three. It's off the money, and Australia is going to prevail. The Opals are going to the quarterfinals.
Yeah, so if that three went in, Jim, guess what? Well, we weren't going to the quarterfinals. So that was good. As you said, the Matildas, heartbreak for the Matildas, because Canada had beaten America.
Yes.
So whoever wins this game was taking on Canada in the gold.
For the gold.
Gold, Jim. So now we've got
Sam Kerr puts it back in the old onion bag.
And the umpire
blew it dead. Was it there, Rabs? Was it fair enough?
No, it was a goal.
It was a goal.
Was it? Yeah, absolutely. We were robbed.
I tell you what, we need more goals kickers. We only got Sam Kerr.
Yeah, she's about it.
That's it. We need a couple more up
there. Tamaki Yallop scored as well.
Graham Yallop.
And
the
other thing, Fat, is same as that Opals game the other day. Mm. There's no recourse with the umps either, is it? They just call it and bugger off.
Do they have
you can't complain. You can't go upstairs. You can't do anything.
No VAR.
No, there is VAR.
I thought there was. Yeah, because it happened the other night for the penalty. Matildas take on US of A now. Jim playing for the bronze medal there.
Yes.
US of A, I think they'd won 44, hadn't lost in 44 games. Mm. Canada beat them.
They don't like that.
No, they wouldn't like
those
that.
Those two don't like each
over
other.
Over the border there. What about Andrew Hoy? We love
how
him.
How good.
I think it's his eighth game.
Extraordinary.
That's a lot of years,
silver,
Jim.
Silver and a bronze.
Silver and a bronze
In his 60s. Yeah. And now says he's going on to Brisbane.
No.
Well, he'll be in his mid-70s.
110 he'll be.
All right, but it is an unbelievable performance. He's a legend.
He is indeed. Well done to him, of course. The highlights today, bit of track and field. There's the canoeing, Jim. There's the cycling. See the Aussie bloke's handlebar?
The handlebar snapped on him.
Just snapped on
him. He's bloody lucky he didn't hurt himself badly.
Well, he... pretty bad, and then he got up and rode again. Yep. But imagine if he was
cycled again.
Yep. Imagine if he was leading the pack.
Bill, it just snapped in mid stride.
They've never seen it happen before. That is unreal.
No, it was
bit of boxing going on. Oh, the hockey, Jim. The semi-finals tonight. The Kookaburras take on the Germans.
What's with the boxing? Is there any Australian reference to it? We'll give it to us.
Well, Harry Garside, he's taken on. The Kazakhstan boy.
Oh, yes, good.
Yeah. The winner is guaranteed a medal.
I was watching with George.
Is this the first time you're reading the sheet?
Is. Well, I just saw boxing. I didn't know old Harry was going for a medal.
He was going for a medal.
Good on you, Hazard.
I was watching with my young bloke, the super heavyweights. Mm. Jesus, fantastic. Oh, big boy. They are massive.
What about the bloke who... he got headbutted or bit his ear or something, didn't he? And he wouldn't. He protested and sat in the ring.
Wouldn't leave.
Come on, mate.
Oh no, they are massive boys, and only three rounds, Bill. No headgear, so she's on like she ring a ding
donkey.
Let's just go.
Hockey semi final. Kookaburras taking on Germany tonight, Jim. Yes. That's a big game.
Then. Come on.
The water polo, Jimmy boy.
Oh,
the Stingers
on,
are playing.
Stingers.
Our favourites.
They're
the Stingers.
Best. Yes.
They're taking on Rock. Which is
the Republic of Russian Olympic Committee.
Yeah, which is a strange thing. But
it is. No, they've got their own issues.
The Boomers are playing tonight. They take on Argentina.
Got a bit going on.
And the beach volleyball, Australia taking on Canada, Jim. So there's plenty going on there. I've just got some audio I'll come back to, Brad. Hang on. Because I just want to do a bit of footy. We've got a new leader in the Coaches Award, by the way.
Yes.
Clayton.
Or as you call him.
Cameron, but it's Clayton Oliver who's taken the lead because Bont didn't get any votes in that game. Barley Dale did. He's been good. So well done there. There's 15 players in the top 10 of the Coaches Award. Not one Geelong player there.
No. You're not worried about that, though?
No, they're right. They're a team. The Rising Star, Fremantle's defender, Hayden Young.
Yes.
Yes. Young.
At this time of year, now I'm not saying anything against Hayden because I actually think he's a really talented young player, but this time of year you often get some weird names coughed up because they just got to find him.
Yes, but he's actually been a good
been
player.
Good. He has been good.
Also, did you see Jack Viney, what he did, Jim?
Yes.
I didn't see it till this morning.
No, I didn't either. I only saw it on replay. It looked a bit ugly.
It did look ugly.
So I'm not surprising they're having a look at it.
He had his elbow there for a while, Jim. So we'll see what happens. Go straight to the tribunal.
Yes.
And now I want you to have a listen to this, Jim, because tonight on the track and the field.
Track and the field.
Well, it is the track and the field.
Yeah.
The 1,500 metres.
Yes.
We've got our man, Stuart McSwain. I think that's how you say it, but he's a star.
Mm.
And guess who he's racing against? A young bloke from Germany, Jim, and, well, this is his name.
Oberfalken! Oberfalken! In Olympianum! Falken in Olympianum!
Robert Falken, Jim. Jim.
Come on, Bill.
Bill. What's his name, Jim?
I don't know whether that's his name.
Jim! His name?
All right, let me spell it for you.
Right.
All right. Robert.
Yeah, Robert, yeah.
F-A-R.
Yeah.
K-E-N.
That's fucking to me. Anyway, and his family are there, Jim. I don't know how they got
the
in.
Whole fucking family?
Well, always, she's there. Hugo. Getter.
Oh, no.
Robert Jr., his son's there, Jim. And I think his mother, fucking, is there too. But honestly, he didn't make the final,
didn't he?
You know why?
Why?
He's fucking slow.
Oh, no. So this is a new Bill when he hadn't come into the airlock here for a fair while after everyone else.
Jim.
I knew he was putting some real stenchy brown together. And that's what you've just done, isn't it?
Robert Falken. Yeah. He's from Germany and he's in the 1,500 metres. Good luck to him, eh? But he didn't make it because he's just a bit slow.
And his mother's there.
Always.
Motherfucker. You went twice with her, didn't you?
Oh, no, that's right. His wife's always.
Yeah. Oh, no. Rabs, have you had any part of this?
Yes,
no,
you, Rabs.
I did not.
You, and Jill.
No.
And Eve. We all sat around and, gee, we had some fun.
All right.
Oh, well. But that is true. He is running if you want to have a look. And right. You think we're just being little children and giggling and
which
carrying
I
on.
I think you are, yeah.
Robert Farkin from Germany. Date of birth, 20th September 1997.
Right. We need to straighten up.
We've got early.
Running straight us through Farkin's bio.
Cricket skipper to yes. Join us next in Aaron Finch.
Sir Rush Hour, JB and Bill on Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You might find yourself in the radio reserves until you can present yourself in a fit state to broadcast.
On the listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. James Brayshaw and Billy Brownless. We're joined by good friend of the show and cricketing superstar, Aaron Finch.
In the last year, nobody's made more runs in T20s and ODIs for Australia than this man.
Another six for the captain. Three sixes in a row for Finch.
And while a knee injury has kept him out of our T20 series against Bangladesh, he still has the time to talk to us. Please welcome Aaron Finch.
I love this man, of course. Finches. Averages over 41, if you don't mind, in one-day international cricket for Australia. So that takes some doing, especially when you're exposed to the brand-new Concord.
Cherry.
And then does a magnificent job in the T20s too. Finchy, welcome to you.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Where do we find you, Finches? Because you're in quarantine somewhere.
Yeah, I'm in quarantine in Melbourne, mate. Right. I flew in. I've currently got 7 days, 10 hours and 1 minute to go until I'm out.
Jesus.
How many times have you been in quarantine?
This is my third full quarantine, which wears you down a little bit, but that's a part of the job. You know what you're in for when you sign up to it. To go over to West Indies and play a series over there, we knew what we're in for, so... It's just a part and parcel of the job, mate.
Well, hopefully, and we're just hearing the right noises out of the government, Finchie, hopefully when we can get our athletes fully vaccinated, you'll never have to do it again.
Oh.
Well, I am fully vaccinated.
Well, no, what I'm saying is when the government gets to a point where we get enough people vaccinated, then 70%. You, as the sharp end of what we're all about, shouldn't ever have to bloody worry about doing what you're doing now. Must be hard, though, with, you know, families and stuff. All the players must find it tough.
Pregnant wife?
Yeah, it has been tough with Amy at home. She's 35 weeks pregnant now, so not long to go until my life's definitely going to change. I can't just bludge about on the couch and do nothing anymore. So that's going to be a change, no doubt. But yeah, it does make it tough, to be honest, on guys, especially with young families. I know the time that goes into being away, and some guys get really used to their families travelling with them as well. So to have that taken away over the last 18 months, plus the quarantine on the back of it, some restrictions that are in place before you leave the tour and stuff like that. It's making it really difficult. And you can see around the world, some guys are pulling out of various series just to make sure that they're looking after their own mental well-being.
Speaking of that, what were the conditions like in the West Indies? They were actually pretty good, the West Indies. I see the pitch wasn't great. And then, of course, what have you heard about Bangladesh? Because that's where the boys are now.
Yeah, the wicket in the one-day internationals deteriorated quite a bit and turned out to be a big turner. We thought that the T20 wickets would play really similar to that, to be honest, in St. Lucia. We turned up and there was not a huge amount of grass anywhere on the strips that we were meant to be playing on. And they held together really well. They would flood them at night, roll them, and were good to go. And they played really well. I think the scores got better and better as the series went on. In terms of Bangladesh, the boys are settled in there. They play tonight at 10 o'clock, so not sure I can watch it anywhere at the moment. But, yeah, hopefully that gets resolved over the next few hours and it's on TV.
Matty Wade, of course, is a skipper. Very good bowling lineup when you have a look at it. But our batting lineup, very young, isn't it? Inexperienced.
Yeah, in international cricket it is, Bill. I think when you've got guys that are on their second or third tour, a few of them on their first tour, just trying to get up to speed of international cricket. It is a big jump from domestic cricket, but also having not played for quite a while, the IPL was cut short for a few of them guys and the domestic season finished in March. So that's been a little bit of a layoff. So just to get back up to speed can take a bit of time. And I think the way that the guys adapted towards the back end of that one-day series and to get over the line on a really difficult wicket against a pretty experienced West Indies side, showed that the guys are improving all the time, and that's great signs.
T20 World Cup coming up, of course, October 17. It starts. I see the Aussies ranked 7th.
Yeah.
We put our best team out there, Finchie. We're much better than 7th.
Yeah, I didn't realise we were ranked that low. We were number one about 12 months ago, I think. So, I think just with the amount of, the lack of international T20 cricket that's been played in its entirety, I think, is lends itself to some volatile rankings, doesn't it? So, I think that we're going there confident, although we've got a few guys that haven't partaken in these last two series. There's a lot of experience there, and I think that can hold you in really good stead in a world tournament.
And Dan Christian doing bloody well to still be playing in his early 70s.
Yeah, he's back from the dead, DC. I think he was excited last year having the power surge in the Big Bash to be able to come in at number five or six, batting against an old ball with only two fielders out. It's what dreams are made of for their middle order players. So, I think his overall skill, or his all round skill, his ability to bowl some really tough overs, he's a brilliant fielder as well, makes it a really exciting package.
Is Mitch Marsh, hard to say that.
Not really.
Has he taken the next step? You say Marsh, it. How do you say it, Finchy?
Mitch Marsh.
Yeah, well done.
Yeah, not
hard. Has he taken the next step, Mitch Marsh?
Well, it seems that way, doesn't it? I think getting the opportunity at number three suits his game. When you're a middle order player, especially growing up in the West, where you don't traditionally, as a young kid, you don't traditionally face a huge amount of spin. So the fact that batting at number five, which is his general position, you face a lot of spin when you first come in. Yeah, so yep. We just thought, give him the opportunity against the quicks at the top of the order. And the intent that he's had, the impact that he's had on the game in his first five or six balls has been huge. So that's been great from him. His bowling was outstanding. And he's the ultimate team man. He's one boat that everyone genuinely wants to do unbelievably well whenever he plays.
Now, I don't know if you're aware, Finchie, but yes. Triple M back rocking the cricket, of course, over the next three summers. So tune in on the radio just as you prepare to dominate for the Renegades, and you'll hear cricket
might
beautifully.
Tune in and hear Aaron Finch.
Well, very welcome whenever you like.
Are you offering me a job, Bill?
Yeah, I am. I've got a lot to do with it, I reckon. But but Jim runs it, of course. But you'd love to, if you're not playing, you'd love to be absolutely. In the commentary box, wouldn't you, Finches?
Absolutely. Yeah. Anytime.
Triple M rocks cricket, like Jim. That. December, all the tests?
All the tests. Gabba. And the one day is in early Feb.
So Gabba, Adelaide, MCG, SCG, yeah. Perth, and then the one day is.
Well, don't worry. If Finchie's available.
Oh, no. Put him in.
Well, we've just got to make because the BBL is running concurrently with the test series, Aaron, is it not?
Yeah, it is. I'm not sure the exact dates of the BBL. I've had a look, but haven't taken too much notice, to be honest.
Well, there'll be the odd day where you can jump in and jump on a microphone, surely.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Beautiful. Love the sound of that. I went with Finchie out to Kingston Heath just before he took off. It's a very nice boy. He won't surprise you to know he bludgeons the golf ball.
Wood chop.
Wants it to go a long way.
Yes.
And I hit one ordinary one, and you decided to get your phone out and be a muppet.
he hit the ball, Bill. I've been a member there for 20 years. He hit the ball to some places I've never known a golf ball to go to at that course.
Which way?
Just sideways. Some different ways.
Hey, the driver was a bit wayward.
I tell you how Finchie plays golf. He either birdies a hole or has a triple. One way or the other. And you would have had four or five birdies. It was an interesting day.
It certainly was. And like I said, I hit one in the cabbage on the left of maybe number 12. And I found my ball. I've taken my sandwich out, about to play my shot, and this moron with a camera rolls up in my face to start him. Filming it. Yep.
That's what he do. Hey, what about the Cats, Finches?
They're on fire, mate. It was a bit scrappy on the weekend.
Yeah,
but,
it was.
I think that's all good, isn't it, to get the 4 points when the team put a lot of players behind the ball and just – get the job done and move on.
Came up against a quality opponent, Finchie. It was a hard day at the office for you.
Yeah, it was. And I think it shows the strength of a great side to be able to just grind out the 4 points, get the job done and move on.
Finchie is a good footballer. Nuggety.
No, it certainly wasn't, Bill.
Nuggety type, Jim, that didn't chase. Or
down at Colac.
Colac Imperials.
Colac Imperials, there you go.
Every time I speak to Hodgie about Colac, he goes, best McDonald's in Australia.
Oh, that's a good one there, Jim. Just down from the pub too.
Yep.
Do you ever drop in there, Finchie, when you're at home?
No, not McDonald's, mate. No. maybe the pub, though.
Hey, good luck. You've got another week to go. We feel for you. Bloody hell. Yeah. I can't imagine what that must be like. But the baby arriving soon, of course, we wish you. And, of course, your beautiful better half who worked here for a long time, Ames.
Yeah.
With all of that.
Yeah, thanks, boys. Thanks for having me.
On your Finches.
It's the Rush Hour with JB and Bill. Jeremy Howe from the Collingwood Football Club joining us next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
We had a couple of frothies one night when we had the road trip, Jim.
Yeah, down there, Warrnambool way.
Celebrating at a pub in Warrnambool, having a good old night. And all you soft people went home.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. We're joined by Magpies fan favourite and high flyer, Jeremy Howe.
A three-month hamstring injury has stopped our next guest from doing what he loves most, sitting on people's heads.
Wants to go to Green. Oh! Massive climb!
But now he's back and ready to fly over the Hawks on Sunday.
Drops it low! Oh! Jeremy Howe with an unbelievable grab!
Please welcome Jeremy Howe.
Back. Nice to speak to you, Jezza.
Thanks, lads. Nice to speak to you.
Yeah, well done, Jeremy, and great to be back, I reckon, 3 months out. But then you come back and you got a new coach.
Yeah, it's a little bit different, but Bang's been great for us in the interim. But, it's just nice to be back playing with the boys again.
24 disposals, Jim, 10 marks. Did you try and take any hangers?
No, I didn't. Oh. I didn't. Thankfully, we didn't have to do too much in the air. The boys up the ground kind of looked after us pretty well, so nice game to come and slot back into because the guys played really well and us defenders didn't have to do a hell of a lot.
Mark of the year 2012. Yes. How the hell haven't you won it more often than that? You've been nominated about 30 times.
Good question, Jimmy. Nominated a few times. But, I'll see what I've got for the next three games to finish the year out.
And how's Bucks? Have you spoken to him?
Yeah, so I actually caught up with him. Right. So we went out for a feed. And, it was great to just chat to him and see how he's going, and yeah, he seems pretty settled and
good.
A bit distance away from footy, which is great for him, and he's been watching us from afar, and he's not getting too heavily involved, which is probably good for him to sit back and relax for once.
Good. And how's the club feel without Eddie for a start and Nathan Buckley, because they're both, you know, obviously been the joint for 20 plus years and had huge presence. How does it feel around just the walls of the joint?
Oh, it's certainly different, no doubt. They're probably two that you can't exactly just easily replace, that's for sure. They're pretty big personalities and had a lot of influence at the club for a long period of time. And to Robert's credit, he's been great since he's kind of come in, thrown a few different things at us. But, it's a different feel, no doubt. But with you guys coming in and replacing, it becomes a new energy, a bit of a different feel. And I feel like the guys seem to be enjoying it as well.
Round 21, Hawthorn take on Collingwood in Launceston Gym this Sunday. It's the first time Collingwood has played in Tassie. You're a Tassie boy up the other end, Hobart.
Down the other end.
Yep.
Well, up or down, depends down where you're standing.
No, it doesn't.
Anyway, and they tell me, I heard on the grapevine, that you might be captain this week.
Yeah, you must have some pretty good sources
good
there,
source
Bill.
I have.
Look, yeah, it's obviously the first time Collingwood's going to be playing down in Tassie, which will be a great experience, and first time I've ever played down there as well. When I got moved on from the D's, they managed to go down there the following year, so they mustn't have wanted me to play there. But it'll be great for us. I think we just found out that we're going to do the fly-in, fly-out on Sunday with the Hawks, I think. So it might be an interesting flight back. It's good. And, the captaincy thing was well said last week that we're going to share the load between the vice-captains while Pendles was out. And, it's my opportunity this week and no better way than to have a go in Tassie.
So you've got a big rev up. Will you give them a big pump up before they run out or out in the ground? You get them all in together?
Well, you know what? It's definitely something that you think about. You just don't want to stuff it up. So Sidey kept it pretty brief and was pretty pointed last week, so I'll probably go down the same avenue as that, I reckon.
Now, we heard that Bill actually was talking about it off air before. Chris Mayne retires after a terrific career with Freo and Collingwood.
Yeah, we obviously fortunate enough to be able to play with Mayne the last 4 years, and there was a fair bit of adversity there early days when he came to the Pies and struggled with a bit of form and was copping a fair bit of heat. But I don't think you're going to get more of a resilient type character the way that he turned it around and tipped in and worked on his game and come back. He's like, right, I want to come back as a winger. This is what I want to do. I feel like I can contribute. And to his credit, he was able to do that and got another 3 good years out of a really quality career. So, ultimately, he would have loved to win a flag. He come close twice, but it's a credit to the character, and we've enjoyed playing with him. And, it's unfortunate to see guys like that move on, but we understand it's kind of the business we're in.
Great to have on your team. How many games do you reckon Chris Mayne has played of footy, Jim?
Well, I would not. If you'd have told me, now I know how many, I would never have thought that many. 245.
245. 172 with Freo, 73 with Collingwood. That's a lot of games. I had no idea he played that many. Jezza?
So, yeah, unfortunately, he's going to look, well, it looks like he's going to be finishing on 248. So, yeah, so, but look, it's been a hell of a career, and he's probably one that you can definitely rely on game day, but he's got everything out of his career. So, it's, yeah, credit to him.
Speaking about that exact same individual, the pig Greenwood, of course, that was a few weeks back, but he's also retired and one of my all time favourites, Jezza.
Yeah, well, he's just one that you just want to line up and play with. So, he gets a nickname pig because you only got to watch him play pretty much.
Yep.
But, yeah, look, a bit of reserve character, but yeah, one that got everything out of himself as well. So that about Maney and their two guys that you just love to play with. And yeah, unfortunately, we were going to miss them both next year, but creates an opportunity for someone else.
Joel Selwood happy that the pigs. He used to lead, got his snout into that trough.
Didn't he?
And he just terrorised Joel Selwood. And he got the better of him on a couple of occasions.
Frustrated,
he got frustrated, Joel.
I don't think Joel would be the only one going, thank God, the pig's not playing anymore. We just spoke to Aaron Finch. His wife's pregnant. And I see here your wife's pregnant. So lockdown's been okay.
Yeah, so we're actually well, Carly is due in 2 weeks. So,
What happens there, Jezza? In 2 weeks' time, I don't know who you play, but if it's around match day, what happens?
Yeah, well, that's it up for discussion, Bill.
Right.
No, look, if the season was really tight, I still think I don't want to put my feet in the water here, but I was like, they're well and truly going to be in there. I think, we've had a discussion, and I'd well and truly be with Carly. So.
Oh, good.
We've had this discussion with Jezza before here in the studio.
Have we?
There's a reason why Carly is pregnant.
Why is that, Jim?
Needed to hang on to her. He's way too good for Jezza.
I'm just looking at that.
It's unbelievable the difference.
I reckon she went to the footy one day. She had no idea, and Jezza just went for hanger after hanger and finally got one. She goes, he's not bad.
He goes, all right.
He's all right.
That could be the only way that happened, Jez.
Yeah, true. Yeah, well, I think that's just a general feel it goes. We're all punching above our weight class. But
No, we all are, but you are more than anyone else is the point we're making.
Hey, how's your cousin, Matty Wade? Because I was watching him the other night. Geez, he loves a sledge and just a bit of a chat on the field, doesn't he?
Yeah, well, he's definitely one to go that loves the banter on field. Mm. He's probably the most competitive bloke I know, and that's probably the way he gets in the game. He likes to wind people up, and he would get that from his old man, Scotty. So they played pretty similar, and generally they were on the bottom of packs getting their head punched off when they used to play footy. But, he loves it. He kind of, it's all fun and games for him, but it's good for him to get an opportunity, and he's going to be skipper tonight as well, I think, so.
All right, so, mate, good luck, of course. No one likes spending the bloody time on the sidelines you have. So
down in Tassie, Jim, you'll catch up with the family.
Yeah, no doubt.
You're all
family. A bit of a bus coming up, but the old man won't be because he's in lockdown. So cheers, Queensland.
what was that little crispy you went with?
Oh, well, they're all family, Jim. They all gather around and they're all friendly down there, Jim.
Nice drive-by.
The hounds and that, Howie.
The house and everything else, Jim. They're all very close.
That's a joke from 30 years ago that Bill's just dusted off.
Kaylee Howe. Is that Kaylee Howe, is it?
Hey, good luck with that. More importantly, I mean, the footy's obviously very important, but you got a beautiful addition coming into the house. Well, good luck with that, mate. It's going to be fantastic.
Much appreciated, boys. Thanks for having me.
On your Jez.
Collingwood take on Hawthorne 2:10 down in Launceston. You can catch that on the Listener app. Daisy Thomas, Lee Montagna and Kate McCarthy, part of that call team. It's a Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I'll do it, Tim. Jason's in Doreen. Go, Jace.
Can you believe that, Jace? Just a juvenile man.
On your own smart speaker.
Hey, Google.
And on your radio. This is Triple M's Rush Hour with Billy Brownless and James Brayshaw.
It's a Rush Hour.
Gold, my friend.
Golden Cocker.
How have we got to the name Cocker, by the way?
I don't know.
Because most interviews that happen on here, someone cocks it up.
Well, or you want it Coburn up.
No, what I'm asking is why it was called that, because this man is not a cock up. He's actually flying.
Is he?
Jock Landale. How well is he playing?
Oh, he is nearly their best player, most important player for the Boomers who play tonight.
Surely he gets an NBA deal out of this.
Surely.
Surely they're looking at him and saying, right, this man is coming into our competition next year. Because he is not missing a beat. Jocklander.
Stop calling me Shirley. No, of course, the Boomers, they play tonight.
When Bill called him Strap.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to look at, I think. They play tonight at 10 p.m., the Boomers. Who do they play, Rabsy?
Don't cry for me, Argentina.
Seriously.
You like that, Jim?
No.
Just some gold, no. gold.
But I would have thought it was more... That's where I would have placed it.
We become very close with Jock because he become one of our friends. And then, of course, at the time he was playing for Melbourne United, they go on and win the championship. Yes. Then he becomes a Boomer and he's killing them over there in Tokyo. So what a great lad he is. Have a listen. Now, there's only 50% capacity for the venues. So at the Olympics.
Who's Strap? This sounds like another one of those bloody nicknames.
It is. One of Bill's shockers.
Old Jock Strap. What is your nickname, Strap?
Well, the other one that you usually call me before the conversation starts is what some of the boys call me. But apart from that, I don't really have one.
What was that?
Cocko.
Oh, Cocko.
I don't know. I forgot what I called him.
Well, it's a very strong squad if they can leave our man Haviana out.
The thong maker.
That's your man?
Well, Bill and I branded him Haviana because we thought his name sounded like he was a thong maker. And
it
didn't sort of catch on anywhere, Jock.
No one went with it. No one picked it up and went with it.
The nicknames you boys come up with, I'm not surprised.
Dickhead.
Yeah, I didn't know that went to air. It's a bit like Rashudo. Did you hear Rashudo on the weekend?
What nickname was that? Bill just gives it the dickhead. Jim. What is that? This is an Australian Olympian.
No, Jim, I don't think he heard it.
No.
And no one heard it. Actually, it just slipped through.
We just heard it then.
Yeah, but he didn't. He's over in Tokyo, Jim.
What nickname was that? Dickhead, Bill goes.
I couldn't remember what we called him off here, Jim. But what a good boy. He's all the best to Jock Landale. He is a star. Went to Geelong Grammar and grew up in Deniliquin.
Yeah, he's a beauty. Mm. Good luck tonight. 10 p.m. we take on Argentina. And what will that mean, Rabbits Bartholomew? If we get over the top of them, we're into the which match?
I believe we're into the gold medal match. Whoa. No, oh, Jill's saying we're into the semis.
Come on, Rabs.
And then if we win that, we're into the...
Oh, Rabs, come on. And, of course, the Boomers, they play tonight.
Don't cry for me, Argentina.
I love the classical stuff.
Oh, my God.
And if they win, they play the winner of Spain versus USA.
Hmm. Oh, right. Thanks, Rabs.
To get into the...
Oh, no.
Bill's joke to wrap up the show.
Jim, come on.
Triple M.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, Marco, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
Jabby and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour on tomorrow's show. AFLW and basketball star Monique Conti.
Gosh, how good is she, by the way?
She is a star.
Extraordinary.
And Hump Day Quiz too.
Might give that the ass.
Right, Jim.
I think there might be some other stuff.
So you got rid of the other quiz on Sundays.
And how much better was the show?
No. Damien talking too long. The quiz is coming back.
All right, a joke?
Yeah.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Just off the top, Jim, we had a wrap-up last night for Dry July. Oh, they're down there in Geelong and the Andrew Love Cancer Centre, where all the money goes, Bowen Health. And Billy's Frothy Fund, which is my team, but a lot of blokes did a lot of good work, was the number one team in Australia, Jim. Raised over $82,000 for the month. Number one in Australia.
Oh, well done.
$82,000. Well done to everyone there involved in that team there. And all goes to a very good cause down there in Geelong.
So you signed up for next year, which is good.
No, I haven't yet, Jim. We're going to have a chat about that.
Oh, big fun.
It's 31 days without a drop. It's hard work.
Well, you didn't do that.
I had two little plays. Anyway, a joke time.
Yes.
Righto, Jim. Oh, this is good too. It's an Olympic joke for you, Jim. A man was walking through the Olympic Village, Jim, carrying a big stick. Another athlete said to him, "Excuse me, are you a pole vaulter?" The first guy said, "No, I'm Swedish. But how did you know my name was Volta?"
Oh, no. Oh, what is that?
It just got sent to me, Jim, and I read it.
Jesus, that's just a really bad play on words story.
I'm Swedish. And yeah, how no, did you know my name was Volte?
Yeah,
it's good.
Still doesn't work really as a story,
no.
does it? Yeah. Are you a pole vaulter?
Are you a pole vaulter?
Yeah, not really. No.
I probably should have read it before.
Yeah, I reckon you might have.
With it. But
might
anyway, have been, whoever yeah. sent that in, please don't.
Yeah.